Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
And I am pleased with this selection. Oh, yeah. Why not a self?
Yeah, man, you had to go into your D-Wade bag for that one. Creepy-ass Brent Musburger to get our code word? Because it takes what it takes. The word this hour is selfie for your Win Thousands free contest. Selfie, S-E-L-F-I-E, selfie. Text that to 72881, and you're registered. Your next chance to win will be at the top of next hour. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. A joyful day. In the land of Team Petty, the church, we are dancing in the pews as the monster will soon be slayed.
But
slayed.
I thought you hate the Celtics.
I do.
But
business be taken care of where business can be taken care of. And I'm enjoying watching this ass kicking, especially because of that phony ass workout that was going on yesterday. Oh, let me get here 9 hours before the game to show how hard I'm working. I'm trying to drag him from the depths. And then he goes pedal to the metal, 21 points, most ever in a LeBron James playoff game. The most ever, Leroy. Leroy's back, by the way. The most ever. And it wasn't enough. 42 points, triple-double. Nope. It's beautiful. It's better than him sucking. This is better than LeBron James sucking. I would rather him put up 70-point triple-doubles and come away with the L than I would him going 0 for 25. This is beautiful. Reap what you sow.
He got his neck wrong, too.
That's, oh, please.
And the Cavs didn't win the lottery.
Please. Yeah, by the way, I'm just going to say, your good luck charm, when he starts growing a beard, might be time to find a new good luck charm.
What's up, boys?
How you doing, man?
Welcome back. Bro. That was Jamaica.
Let's just say, I am not.
It was voluptuous.
I am not a weed smoker.
No, you are not.
Right? But that didn't stop everyone from smoking. And the way it works is now there's a new law in Jamaica that you can only smoke in designated areas.
Really?
Right. So they have these like 5 or 6 areas where there's a walkway surrounded by trees and there's chairs, a table, and an umbrella. And people just go in there.
I feel like in this day and age, it would be even more welcomed.
No, you have the little boats, the little guys on canoes, like you're playing on the beach, you're having a good time. They drive their little canoes around.
The weed
canoes? Looks like they're selling artifacts.
Yeah, Mr. Urban.
Yo, oh, it is hilarious.
It used to be, though, when I used to go to Jamaica, that the Rastas would come try to sell you weed, and then as soon as you would buy some, or, you know, allegedly, they would go get the police officers.
Really?
And come and arrest you. No. Yeah, because they would get a little bit of, you know, like, protection by getting some of the tourists arrested.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So,
besides the weed smoke.
Oh, man, it was. I'm surprised that I haven't done this before.
Were you at one of the all-inclusives?
Yeah, yeah. So you walk in, and your bar
is in the pool.
No, the bar is first in your room.
Yeah.
So your refrigerator's stocked with beer, soda. There's bottles of each. You know. Now keep in mind, it's all the same company, right? So the rum company also makes the vodka, and I'm not familiar with rum, but I'm familiar with vodka. Right. And I saw the name of that vodka, and I know. Don't touch.
Goron's rum?
No. it was Goron's vodka, but it was just any vodka. So, but that's not even the part of the... Now, if you just want to sightsee, have a couple of cocktails and sightsee, I realize that when people go on vacation, they want to wear a cute outfit no matter what.
So even if it's not made for sightseeing?
Oh, even if that bathing suit does not fit. It's unbelievable. I also had a man come behind me on the bar with a loose banana hammock.
Oh.
I'm like, yo!
What happened? Too many cycles in the dryer?
He was doing the reach over, order a drink. Right? No, it was a bathing suit.
I understand. Yeah.
Right? And he came up behind me. I'm like, yo, you need some room? Oh! Yo! I'm like, dude, hey, no. I said, in that outfit, there's plenty of room over there.
So he's just got his elephant trunk hanging out?
It's not hanging out, but it, like, at any point in time, if he was old. So I realized that, by the way, the only people who were there were Australians, Canadians, and English. They were all English. So the whole time, I'm thinking, oh, my goodness.
Sounds like a place where the Tobin should need to go.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good time.
Not the worst part.
What?
Not the worst part. So I'll show you, Beast. There was this lady, this girl.
We're getting to the Yamamas?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Let's just get the headlines, and then we'll get to Twin Peaks.
This is WAXY-AM South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar.
By the way, I just want to let everybody know, if you're tuned in to the code word, because I'm getting a lot of texts on this and Instagram messages, there's technical difficulties with the code word. Your stuff's getting through. There's just a weird algorithm thing that's messing with it. So trust us, selfie is the word. There's just some weird stuff going on with the host company.
Robbie, can you just double check in the cash contest folder?
It's been doing it all morning.
Okay, I just wanted to just
I did double check. It was the right word.
And I am pleased with this selection. Oh yeah. Why not a selfie?
That's Leroy in the Jamaican pool.
All right, headlines. The big breaking story is Michigan State agrees to a $500 million settlement with the victims of the Dr. Larry Nassar sexual assault case. That guy needs to burn in hell. At 9 o'clock tonight, we have Western Conference Finals game numero dos. Houston hosting Golden State. Golden State up one game to none. We have it right here on the ticket. 8 o'clock pregame, 9 o'clock is your tip-off.
The spread's gone up
tonight as well. If you're into the puck like I am, then you'll be watching Vegas and Winnipeg game number 3. That series is all tied up at 1 apiece.
Who's Vegas' goalie?
Andre Fleury.
I wasn't asking you. I was asking the alleged hockey fan.
Yeah.
Jim Favola is a big part of the Vegas club. He used to work here. I love Jim Favola.
He runs Vegas. Yeah, I know he is. We got to hang with him at Planet Hollywood.
Jim Favola, my guy.
Everybody's your guy.
Big hockey fan.
Yeah, don't they have two players that were on the Panthers last year? They were prominent Panthers.
Yeah,
Riley Smith.
And they have their coach who they sent packing without a cab.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Was this the one where they were at the airport and they told him, like, find a ride?
Huh?
Was that that one?
Yes. Go on.
The Marlins and Dodgers tonight. The Dodgers are playing horrible baseball.
They've had a lot of injuries, but, yeah, they're bad.
The Marlins won last night, and they'll do it again tonight at 7:10.
They got shut out by Chen.
It's my boy. I know what his name is.
There's definitely a beef going on between Chen and Mattingly. There's no doubt about
this. Dude, you're making it up!
Nah, man. I can smell it. Ever since he didn't let Chenny No-No finish the deal, there's been a rift. There's been a rift there.
Well, yeah, while you were gone, Tobin's latest thing is that Wei-Yin Chen is a cancer in the Marlins clubhouse.
He's too rich.
Mei-Wei Chen.
He's too rich. He's too rich to care.
He doesn't speak English. How could he be a cancer?
I'm telling you, when these meetings are going on, he's there in the corner of the locker room trading Bitcoin, just, you know, counting his cash. He's polishing his bling. He's too rich.
I told you, he lives in a loft and drives a Corolla.
No, I'm telling you.
With two outs to go, 81 pitches, not getting the win. That's a little fishy.
There's a riff there, man. Well, I'm telling you.
2-0 lead.
I'd like to talk more about my trip.
Yeah. What do you got? You got boobs?
This is...
You show me pictures?
I'm going to tell you the story.
Okay.
After... Wait, let me turn the volume down. Because the comments are...
It's not safe for work.
You don't want to be a beast.
Wait, no.
What is up with that?
That's right. Now, after I tell the story, here's what happened.
Yeah.
So we met. They're from Toronto.
Yes, they
so
are.
Naturally, Canadian. My wife
yep.
is going all Canada on everybody from Canada.
Perfect time to go on vacation after the Raptors got eliminated, by the way.
Thank you, Robbie. But so we're all, you know, hanging out because, you know, once you hang out with you go eat together or whatever.
Right. It's like a cruise.
You find out about, you know, the people, whatever. Now, that girl was with a guy who she was engaged to. They broke up. Now they're back together. And they figure, I say, oh, you came on a trip. That's nice. Trying to, you know, keep it going. No. They came with her dad. And they were all staying in the same room.
What?
That's the weirdest bleep I've ever heard.
Now,
they're not.
I told him, I said, look, I don't know you.
You're talking to the dad or the boyfriend?
The boyfriend.
Okay.
I don't know you. I don't know what your circumstances are. And, you know, you sound like, you know, a pretty decent guy. He's, you know, educated.
I mean, it can't be that decent if the engagement got called off.
So what I said to him was, I said, but as soon as you dry off, I'll be sitting over there. Reach into your pants pocket and give me your man card. Because that is not allowed. You can't. Now, I don't know what the circumstances were. Could be something that, you know, sometimes in these trips, you plan them so far ahead.
Right.
Something
that like wheelchair bound? Did you see
dad? No, saw him.
Dad's just hanging.
Talk to him. Yeah.
So they're just in a room, two beds.
Yep.
One's the dad.
So wait, are they,
I don't know.
Is the couple
I didn't
together
go that far.
Or not together?
They're together.
Is dad a code word? Like, do they have some freaky?
No.
Three-way thing.
Like, no. No.
You sure?
Father-daughter situation.
No. Maybe he's not. Maybe daddy's
oh,
just a
like,
word.
He's just an older guy.
No.
Maybe he's sugar daddy.
No. Yeah.
No.
Are you sure?
You sure they're related?
There's not some prowling
positive. Positive.
Okay.
Now, I started thinking, like, there's a whole bunch going through my mind. I've had a couple of drinks, you know, a bunch of drinks. By the way.
They're all free.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was drinking daiquiris like they were crazy. The problem is they put them in these damn sippy cups, right?
Well, because you drink them in the pool.
No, but the cups are like this.
Yeah.
They're not very big. I want it. Now, here's the trick. Folks, if you go to one of these things, here's what you do. Bring you a cup. Bring you a big drinking cup.
Yeah.
And they fill that thing up. You don't have to keep going back and forth. But it got to the point where I was ordering a daiquiri and a shot on the side.
So you're getting a shot of Box Central.
Yeah. Ooh. No, I never got there.
Really?
No.
Why not?
No, I don't know. I think because it was so hot that I was sweating. That's how I could tell how.
What do you think? You're a distillery?
That's how I could tell how far I was. How quick I start sweating. After the second day, soon as the sun hit me, I start beating up. So I knew, you know, but it was a blast.
How was the food?
Like,
quantity over quality?
Yeah, but the lunch was excellent. Like, they, you know, hamburgers, hot dogs, they had seafood paella. They had all these, like, dishes. That was great. Jerk chicken, whenever they had it, was great. Here's the problem. They had a steak place at mm-hmm. night. They had an Asian place, an Italian place, and then they had, like, the buffet, right? The buffet, you can't miss. You're always going to find something you like. But at the other places, so example, you know, the Asian place, I ended up eating, like, pad thai curry. Oh. That's all that was really good. It was actually really good.
Really?
But the steak place, I saw how they cook steak at the Italian restaurant, and I'm like, I ain't taking no chances. They, like, yeah, they overcook everything.
Now,
I don't know
when
why.
When you saw the trio, the dad, Big Boobs, and their ex-fiance,
back on this?
Did you ever see them at a meal together?
Yep.
And so what was going on there?
Like, I don't know. At that point.
Was there any point where the dad was giving the daughter shoulder rubs?
No. No.
What are you
but
doing?
The guy,
I'm pretty sure there's some kinky stuff going
no.
on.
No.
Did you get a number? Can we call them up?
No.
Your wife probably got a phone number. Come on.
No, not from.
We'll get into more of this Eastern Conference Finals. It was delightful yesterday after this.
I don't pay attention to Australia, man.
All right, welcome back. Day one of the Brian London Assistant Program Director regime has gotten off swimmingly. We've been given the wrong code words. It was Kiwi. K-I-W-I. As in Matthew Dellavedova.
Texted to 72881. Message data rates may apply. Don't text and drive.
Does it still work?
Yeah, you get the whole hour.
Okay, cool. Kiwi, 72881, and you're registered. Brilliant leadership.
The boss is about to flip his lid.
Sometimes.
We just got an email from corporate like 2 days ago saying, too many radio stations are screwing up their words, and you better make sure your words are right. And
did you even check after that came?
Yeah,
across? Because normally you panic about everything because
yeah,
you don't want to get in trouble.
By any chance,
did you check to make sure your words were accurate?
I believe that I did, but I guess I got it wrong.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You didn't check.
You didn't check.
I did check.
No, you didn't.
Well, you didn't
check. If you know what the words were and you checked, you would have found out they weren't accurate. Oh, my goodness.
And it's not
you
like,
could say, I thought I did.
Also, it's not.
Maybe.
Didn't you read like two keywords today?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Assistant program director, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, we have a guy that is in management that can't even copy and paste correctly.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That's all that was.
Notice you got your words for the sister station right, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did get the QAM words right.
Yeah, we don't give a rat's ass about that. With your scary Terry shirt on.
They're my station, too.
Somebody said Beast is somehow going to turn this into another promotion.
Yeah, somehow Beast is going to end up CEO of Entercom.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm sure our CEO didn't get the code words right either. I'm sure that's how it rolled. Anyway, so Kiwi. Text that to 72881.
Kiwi.
Yeah. As in Australia. Same thing.
Can the next code word be go to hell, Beast? That's not a code word. That's a code phrase.
That's a code phrase. I would like some code phrases. They can all just be insults. So yesterday, the Cavaliers fell 0-2 in the Eastern Conference Finals to the Boston Celtics.
Series hasn't started yet.
Well, you are right about that. I can't argue that. The series hasn't started yet.
I have not. I've never said that. Okay? This is something that's come out of one of you two mouths.
That's a fair point. The series hasn't started yet. However, the series is running out of time also.
Yep.
It's a shorter series. It's a shorter series, and they're in dire straits. And it look, I did think about this yesterday. I bet Dwayne Wade had to be on his couch laughing it up. Laughing it up. J.R. Smith giving you a big old goose egg in 27 minutes. Rodney Hood. Jordan Clarkson. DNP coach's decision. But hey, change the balance of that locker room. Do you think if Dwayne Wade was offered, if the NBA said, you can tag in and help your friend now, down 0-2 in this series, would he do it? You don't have to do commercial with Chewbacca right now. You can go try and help the Cavaliers out of this mess.
No.
Because here's the problem. And this is a problem with anybody. The one thing that Boston does is run, and they're long. And that kind of, that doesn't favor D-Wade's game.
I don't care, man. So is Philadelphia, and he gets buckets on him. Like, even still, Dwayne Wade, he shows up in playoff games. Dwayne Wade
so
shows
you
up.
Think you think he would help?
I think he's not giving you zero.
I mean, but
he's not giving you zero.
Okay, but that's not.
He's not looking down the bench and being like, look, Jordan Clarkson.
Here's the problem. Everybody's looking at the point total and looking at how much everybody's scoring. That's not the problem. The problem is they can't stop anybody. Okay? They're not stopping anybody on that team because they're running around.
What, hold on. Wasn't the whole point of this great culture shift change at the middle of the year was because they wanted young, energetic guys who are going to defend and get after it?
Well, here's the problem. You got one of them sitting on the bench.
One of them He ain't playing. The other one, he refused to play two games ago. The other one's J.R. Smith. And he, you never know what's going to happen. Maybe he shows up. Maybe he doesn't. The other one, it is a fun crew. But hey, it's great. This Cleveland thing is coming to an end, and he's about to pack his bags. He's putting some window shine on this to make it look good. LeBron's making he's like, you know what? This is a terrible display in my window right now, but at least it's a shiny window.
So basically, you are saying that LeBron has played his last road game in a Celtics uniform.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying he is done.
Really?
Done.
Wait, in a Celtics uniform. You mean Cavs uniform?
I mean in Cavs uniform.
He is done with Cleveland. It's over.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think that last night was the breaking point?
I think last night. No, I think it's been in the bag. I think it's been in the bag.
I will say the Celtics aren't really that good on the road. They've won one road game in the playoffs.
Still got to win twice in Boston.
They're like $4 billion and nothing when they're 2-0 in playoffs.
That's true.
Look.
I'm not ruling out a game five. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe a game five happens. But you want to know something? Either way. He ain't coming back there. He could come back in the series. After they get drubbed by the Warriors, he ain't coming back there. It's over, man. There's no moves to be made. You had the Cavaliers swaggering into that draft lottery yesterday thinking, oh, we're going to get the number one pick. It's going to be just all over. We're going to get another asset. Mm-mm. Nope. You traded Kyrie Irving for a bag of crap. For nothing. You went in there. You got strong on by Kyrie Irving. Then you got strong on by LeBron James, and here you are, left with the highest payroll in the league, a payroll of crap. Just nothing, and no moves to be made. It's been left in ruins.
Didn't we know that?
I'm glad to be back. I anticipated this on my way back.
Did you?
Yes. Couldn't you say the same thing about the Heat?
Whoa.
About
what's
what?
The story?
All those contracts. What are you going to get for them?
We're not talking about the Heat right now, are we?
But I'm saying same stuff you're saying about the Cavs.
Who's got more tradable pieces, the Heat or the Cavs? What do the Cavs have? They got nothing. They got nothing. Nothing. Especially the fact after you leave LeBron James, after he gets out of there, you just lost your greatest tourist attraction in your city.
A tourist attraction.
He is gone. What are we going to today? Burning Lake or LeBron?
Hey, you know what else sucks? That franchise is going to drop like $300 million.
Good.
So just breaking on Yahoo.
Good.
This, it actually comes via The Athletic, but the Yahoo is aggregating it, which is there's a quote that Jason Lloyd wrote for The Athletic where a Cavs player, evidently at some point this season, said about the Kyrie trade, Danny Ainge is a bleeping thief.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people thought that.
You know what that comes down to? And this is the main reason LeBron's really leaving. Owner's terrible. He's terrible. He wanted to jettison off his general manager because he's a cheap bastard and he thinks he could do it better than anybody else. He's basically the Jeffrey Laurie of basketball. And he thought he could do it better than anybody else and he was going to swindle everybody. And what he traded for was a dwarf and a mediocre draft pick. Good job, Dan Gilbert. You got what you deserve,
buddy.
But hey, look.
That happens when a player wants out. Like, you can't you understand.
Which is caused by LeBron, by the way. He forced Kyrie Irving out. Yeah. He pushed him out the door. He gave him a little nudge.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think LeBron would have sucked it up for Kyrie now?
I think LeBron would have stopped if Kyrie would have had to tell him for the 20th time, stop calling me son, stop calling me little guy, stop calling me your little protege, stop calling me a child. I think after the 100th time that LeBron kept doing that condescendingly in the media, I think he would have been better off. But no, he looked in there and he's like, this guy's lucky to have me. Lucky to have me. Look at me. I'm LeBron James.
I mean, but guess what? He'd be in the same spot if Kyrie was on that team. Because he's not playing.
Who knows? Could have been those old Boston floors that got Kyrie. We'll never know.
Well, the Celtics would have had Isaiah Thomas, who the Cavs destroyed last year. They still would have had Isaiah Thomas on their team.
Yeah.
Which would have been
still not playing.
Well, probably not because his hip broken.
That's right.
No, he had surgery.
Hip is broken.
So he's out for a while. That sucks, man.
They still would have had Jay Crowder.
He was getting ready to, remember that $30 million you were talking about?
Yep.
Yeah.
Now he's lucky to get $5 million.
That's crazy. I feel bad. That sucks. You play your best, have your best season in your career, and then your body breaks down right before you get ready to get your comeuppance.
Look, this has just been, I just want to say to Heat Nation, it's been a hard-fought battle against Cleveland. They've been an undeserving fan base. A bunch of ingrates who peed on LeBron's face and got urinal cakes.
Also, whose main radio host has to eat bleep.
Yep, your main radio, your radio host, your Pope, he eats edible things. Their radio host eats bleep. He eats poo.
I don't know if crow is edible.
Oh, it's edible.
It was edible the way it was made. Yeah,
especially as drunk as I was at that event.
Were you?
Oh. What?
You think he's going to go into it sober?
I don't know.
What?
You were hammered?
Do you know how many drinks got purchased for me that night?
Oh, I mean, I knew that happened, but I thought it was after.
No?
Oh, I guess I have my timeline off.
Your timeline was I got there 3 hours early for the event, and I was in the bag.
Wait, there's highlights of you on SportsCenter drunk.
There's highlights of me on the radio station drunk. You can go back to that night I was on with Curtis and Frito, or Perk and Frito. And I was sloshing all over the microphone.
Hi, Christian Ellis. I sprang a sizzle. I don't think you have that in your body. Sorry about calling you Bambi. I mean it.
What's wrong with you?
And they'd be like, oh, we had to do an autograph session. I'd be like signing things left-handed. I'm right-handed. Oh, here you go, kid. Go Marlins. I was tilted. But this team Petty Hill, it goes on to another. I mean, this is not a burden we can hold off for much longer, because he's going to go off somewhere else.
Oh, so once he leaves Cleveland, he's no longer.
My fight is over. Okay. It's like I'd pass off the sword to another.
So you have it more with Cleveland than LeBron.
Oh, no, his rat bastard moves are not going to be forgotten, but it's now.
Wait!
His qualms are with another. Now, he still can't come back here unless he apologizes. I stand firm on that. That's over.
No cap space.
No cap space. We got things to do. Just mind your business, LeBron. DeMarcus Cousins has unfollowed the Pelicans. We got ourselves a disgruntled fish out there.
Oh, he said what now?
He unfollowed the Pelicans on Instagram.
What does that mean?
It means he's disgruntled. It means he wants
out. I asked you if you wanted DeMarcus Cousins a while ago.
Yeah, you said
no.
Yeah, but now, then Hassan played that series. Times change. The tide changes, times change.
Some things never change.
Yeah. Sign and trade with Hassan?
I mean,
can't give him Hassan?
Look.
They need a little guy.
They need
wing guys.
Look, nobody's trading for him. He's stuck here. Enjoy him moping
Stop
on the bench
that.
For a year.
Sign
and trade with Bumpy.
No.
James Johnson?
They're going to lose DeMarcus Cousins anyways.
Maybe James Johnson.
Are you ready to give DeMarcus Cousins the max?
Oh, here's the thing.
And have him and Hassan Whiteside and Deion Waiters on the same team.
This is why he's disgruntled. He's not getting the max because his leg doesn't work. He got a blown Achilles. So,
again,
we got ourselves a rebound here.
Are you ready to have DeMarcus Cousins, Deion Waiters, and Hassan Whiteside on the same team?
That sounds like fun. Sounds like a grand old time. You ready, Spo? Better get in that vacation. Better go see some sights.
Are you serious?
Get your talks
ready. There's no way.
You forgot about Devin Booker. We're getting him too. Because we're creating the Slovenian Suns.
Wait, they're not going to draft. They're drafting, what's the guy, Embry?
No, dude.
They got the Slovenian coach.
What are you talking about? They have the Slovenian national coach who just coached this guy.
Okay, but he ain't running the team.
Hey, their coach name is Igor.
He's not running the team.
Listen, it's been rigged.
James Jones is running the team, and he picked Igor. Another dude lacked in character. James
What's the
Jones.
Odds? Robbie, do we have any odds on the NBA draft?
Find that out, Robbie. We'll be back after this. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Leroy back in the building from Jamaica.
Yes.
Welcome to Jamrock.
It was, I'd definitely do it again.
Okay, can I just, I know you're going to say no. Okay, I know you're going to say no. But
no.
You like my demo? I'm just going to let you know. Cruises are like what you just did, but better. That's all I'm saying.
Why?
I'm not going to get into it because you're going to say, can you almost, I don't like boats. I don't like this.
Can you almost drown in a pedal boat?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Because you stop. You stop at places. You stop at their own island where you go paddle boating.
So, me and my wife, you know, first thing she worries, ooh, I really like the pedal boat. Right? So, we go. Everything's included.
Right.
We go get the pedal boat. We're pedaling. We're out way out there looking around. See if we can see some fish. You know, Sandals is right next to us. We're over there. Like, we're far. At this point, we're far because this thing moves, right?
Right.
I look down. We're taking water.
Oh, no.
I'm like, turn around. I'm pedaling. She's, you know, not giving. She's giving me the
You're
old.
Carrying the team.
She's giving me the old J.R. Smith treatment. No points in 30 minutes. I'm like, yo.
do you realize we're about to be paddle boat Titanic here? You need we need some help.
Right. And like, you know, this water is deep.
You were on the double paddle boat and you were doing all the work?
Well, I can't say her legs were moving. But I kind of felt the full wrath of...
Because we know that lately you've had some medical situations, like you couldn't feel your legs.
Right.
And some things happening. I would figure that your wife would understand that maybe you shouldn't be exerting as much as you did.
Her legs were moving. And because
Feels like she was miming.
Here, let me put it out this
like,
way.
I feel like they made
it. Because it was the best birthday ever, right?
Ooh.
I didn't want to start.
I understand.
Right.
Best birthday ever?
I'm like looking over.
That's pretty damn good.
I'm like looking over.
Right.
You know, like kind of.
You're talking to yourself.
I'm letting
your true feelings out there.
We got to get it moving. I hope we get in. We're taking water and we're far. Right. By the time we got in, the bottom of the boat was on the sand. It wasn't float.
Jeez.
I said, hey. Your boat doesn't work. We almost drowned. No worries, man. No worries.
No worries.
Like, yes, worries.
Hey, that can't be your slogan for everything.
It's like,
hey, excuse me, sir. Room's on fire.
But like, if you go with your wife, just to people watch, just to sit.
Oh,
back
I'm sure people were getting loose.
Oh, it wasn't even loose.
Did you go on any excursions with sea animals?
No.
Why not? Oh man, because that's my thing. When I go out, if we're anywhere tropical, I want to go on like on a stingray encounter.
Yeah,
I want to go on like a dolphin encounter or sea lions.
I didn't want to waste a day. We were only there for 3 days.
Uh huh. Well, it's not wasting a day. I mean, I feel like it makes a day.
No, they had the little catamarans. Yeah, and you could. No,
it bring you closer as husband and wife to be one with the animals.
No,
it will be.
I wasn't feeling that.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Listen, it would be a better trip if you become one with your wife.
Yeah, but you can't be hobnobbing for the whole time. You got to go get your energy. You got to go reboost a little bit.
You got kids?
Sure.
All right.
You don't want to go see? You're telling me it wouldn't be thrilling? Aphrodisiac even maybe if you go and do a little bit of a shark feeding? Oh. Then you think, we could have died.
That's all I need is somebody to get bit.
Man. Yeah, but then you'd be doing some, we escaped happy time.
We escaped some danger. Pressurized, glad.
What is with you today? First of all, you're into like the couple he met, his dad is some.
I'm just questioning that.
Like there's some freaky thing going on there. And now you're into like adventure sex. Like what is going
it's
on?
It's not adventure
you?
Sex. Are it's you, regular
is
sex.
Is there something going on in your personal life that you need to tell us?
No, man. All I'm saying is it's not adventure sex. You're not having sex while you're feeding the sharks.
No, but
it's
that,
when you're back.
But that adrenaline gets you going and then you get back in the room. Right. No, I get that. But I just feel like you're going a certain way. Today, like normally I'd be going in that direction, but today you seem to be going in that direction.
No, because you would be breaking it down in detail. I'm explaining scenarios.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So when you say it was your best birthday ever.
Yeah. No, nobody never took me on a trip for my birthday.
Aw.
bummed. Like,
it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. That's so nice.
Plus, think about it.
You go,
me
Mel.
And my wife were together 15 years. We never been on a trip together.
Without the kids, right?
Without the kids.
That's right. What blew my mind.
Right. No, you know, and then her mom's in Canada now, so it, you know, just kind of, so it was awesome.
It's awesome, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, next time, sea animals.
Oh.
Yeah. My wife and I are going on a trip. We already got a snorkeling trip planned. Because
snorkeling?
Yeah, we want to go
see the hell out of here.
Snorkeling?
Yeah. Get out of here.
What's wrong with you?
I want to see if I see a shark.
No, where are
oh
you going?
Oh, my God. Where are you going to see a shark?
Down the Keys.
The Keys? So wait. You go to Keys anytime.
So?
You want to go see sharks, you got to go to the, you got to go to Australia.
Oh.
Go see some great whites.
Hey,
you know what?
I don't know if you know this. Do you know where we live? do you know where we live?
You want some adventure sex? You get in one of those the boats with the cages,
yeah.
And you get in the cage.
No.
You want to see a shark?
Look,
you're going to the Keys.
I don't need
those
to,
are fake sharks.
Just go to Australia.
You're going to go
run,
see fake sharks.
I don't need it.
You're
I don't
going
need
to
it.
See fake sharks.
I don't need it to be a great
Boxed
white.
Boxed in.
Why?
Boxed in.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yes.
I just wanted
no,
to use the phrase.
You know what really. Really be exciting?
What?
If you and your wife were to go to Australia,
yeah,
and just go run through the weeds and escape whatever comes your way. That would be exciting.
I don't think there are weeds in Australia. I think it's an outback.
Okay, outback.
But
they
you're
have
right.
that high grass.
Oh, you're right. So like if we so it's me and the wife and there's a diggeridoo doing the background. It's getting real hot. We're seeing mirages. And then, like, you know, we're about to pass out. We don't have much water left in the canteen. And then I think I see something. It's a real swole kangaroo. And he's eyeballing us. And I square up like that guy with the dog. And I suck that kangaroo right in the face. Oh, my God. I would be getting such loving after that.
Or.
Post-kangaroo knockout love?
Or you go to punch him and you get a little bit too close. He raises up on his tail. And kicks the living crap out of you.
No. Trust me. That ruse got no shot.
I would like to say, what you think you would do in front of animals, and the reality of what you would do.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, they found a great white in the Keys last week.
See? Told you.
You got to get in the cage.
Nah.
No, you got to get in the cage.
No, open diving.
No, get in the cage.
Are you crazy?
Open diving. You're not stirring your lady's loins by being in a cage?
Oh, no, you're in the cage?
Well, maybe you will. Depends yeah. what kind of cage.
Stirring your lady's
Look,
loins.
I wouldn't consider the cage Who's, going down by the sharks 50 shades.
Who stirs loins?
Listen, we got to keep it clean.
Stirs loins.
We'll have your chance to win $1,000. We'll have the right keyword for you coming up in about 10 minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.